It's bloody and brutal and shows no mercy to its main characters, and we're not talking Canberra here. Today, after 8 years and hundreds of millions of dollars, the final episode of the dark fantasy saga, Game of Thrones, will end. Fans who've religiously stuck through the seasons of treachery, heroism and war and all its horror will soon finally know how the journey ends. Lexi Metherill reports.
The medieval fantasy series has grown into a global obsession. It comes complete with dragons, sword fights, lusty scenes, and violent power plays. And today, after 8 seasons, it ends.
When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die. There is no middle ground.
It's a sad time because it's a bit of an occasion. I go and watch it with a group of my friends, and it's, you know, something that keeps us together as well. But I'm also kind of ready for it to end. I feel like it's dragged out now for a while.
Public servant Dani will sit down tonight for the final episode with the same group of former housemates she's watched the series with for years.
We try not to talk through it, but sometimes we're a little bit confused. So we need to pause it and be like, wait, what's happening? What happened in the previous? Because there's a lot of reference now to a lot of the older episodes. So I definitely get confused.
And there is only one thing we say to death. Not today.
Its devoted fans include the former Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, who even reviewed some seasons for The Guardian.
I like it because I think the intrigue between the contending families is enough to sustain the storyline. I'm not usually a consumer of things with fantasy elements in them, but I've very much enjoyed it and I continue to enjoy it.
Screen critic Cameron Williams says part of the show's appeal has been its ruthlessness with its main characters.
It was one of those shows where the unexpected could happen and your favourite character, doesn't matter how big a movie star they were in this show or how many times they had appeared in other shows and they were a big name, if they appeared on Game of Thrones, they were fair game. They could die.
Foxtel has had the exclusive Australian rights to Game of Thrones since the beginning. Its end leaves the struggling pay TV network without a key selling point.
Winter is coming. Winter is coming.
It's not just people who read fantasy novels and play Dungeons and Dragons and are really into that kind of thing that are into Game of Thrones. Everyone is into Game of Thrones.
One of its contributions to this golden age of television is to bring epic scenes to the small screen.
You know, it was rare to see really huge epic battle scenes on TV shows. And nearly, you know, once per season on Game of Thrones, we'd get these huge battle sequences with dragons and things like that flying around and doing crazy things. But yeah, it kind of brought this epic scale to television that we hadn't really seen before. And now we're seeing other people kind of catch on and say, well, we want to do that.
The show is based on a series of epic fantasy novels, but it's outpaced the publication of the books. More than 1 million fans have expressed their disappointment with the last season. They're blaming a lack of source material and have signed an online petition to have it remade with, quote, competent writers. Cameron Williams.
Everything has to come to an end, and I think emotions are really high because we're being told that this storyline that we've been following for so long is ending.
Winter is here.
And that was critic Cameron Williams ending that report by Lexi Metherill.